ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः इन् दिस् कठोपनिषत् We are seeing the Prathamavalli, the first section of the first chapter. Nachiketaha arrived at Lord Yama's place when he was away. He stayed for 3 nights without eating. He awaited his arrival. So on his return, Lord Yama, in order to get rid of the pratyavaya papam of not taking care of the guest, he offered 3 boons. And Lord Yama really expressed his reverence to Nachiketaha, though he was very young. Still, he expressed his reverence. He offered his salutations. He also offered 3 bones. We saw that. And Nachiketaha asked for his father's well-being as the first of the 3 boons. Father's happiness as the first of the 3 boons. We saw that in the mantra number 11. Mantra number 10. So as requested by Nachiketaha, Lord Yama blessed him with his choice of the first boon. He said that Nachiketa's father would be free from anxiety. He would become free from worries. He would sleep all night peacefully. And he would have his good memory that he would be able to recognize Nachiketa when he would return. Not only that, he would be as affection loving as he used to be before. And he would receive him, he would not be angry towards him. He would talk to him, expressing his love and affection. This was Nachiketa's request, and Lord Yama blessed Nachiketaha with his first boon. Now we are going to see mantra number 12. 11th mantra we have seen. The 11th mantra, 10th mantra presents Nachiketa's request for the boons. And the first boon. The 12th mantra presents that Lord Yama gave him the first boon. 12th mantra we have to read today. The 12th mantra This 12th and 13th mantras present Nachiketa's address towards Lord Yama. Nachiketa, in the previous mantra, in the 10th mantra, asked for his first boon. There he thought of his own family first. Charity begins at home. Before you do go for any social service activities, go for doing any good work for society, first you do your duty at home. Charity begins at home. One's own commitment towards one's own family first. Again, duties. So, he Nachiketa, first he thought of his father's well-being, father's emotional wellness, his father's accomplishment of the benefit of the ritual he performed, for which he must be peaceful, relaxed. He will be worried about his being away to Lord Yama's place. So he asked for his father's wellness as the benefit of the first boon, first of the three boons. Now, Nachiketa is going to ask for the knowledge of the specific ritual. There are so many rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda of the Veda Shastra. And here, Nachiketa is going to ask for the knowledge of the specific ritual. And the ritual in which, in performing that ritual, specifically, Virat Ishwaraha would be invoked. Oblations would be offered. Virat Ishwara would be invoked upon that fire. That specific ritual he wanted to know. Why? Because performing that specific ritual properly, one can earn punyam. And that the punyam can be encashed in the form of going to heaven. So going to heaven, enjoying the heavenly life, enjoyment of heavenly pleasures, involves effort, strain. One must earn punyam. So without punyam, it is not possible to go to heaven. And for earning that much punyam to be eligible to go to heaven, one must perform this particular ritual. So he wanted the knowledge of this specific ritual. He would be asking for the knowledge from Lord Yama in the following mantras. But before asking for the knowledge of the specific ritual to be performed for going to heaven, he himself praises the heaven, glorifies the heaven. Why? Because unless we know how heaven is, we wouldn't be interested in going to heaven. Even though ultimate aim of Upanishad is not encouraging people to go to heaven, definitely, Upanishad's aim is not at all to encourage anybody to go to heaven. Even if Upanishad discusses the topic of heaven, ritual, earning punyam, etc., still the aim of Upanishad is to make the Vedanta student understand the limitations of the results of actions, even the results of great performance of great rituals. If the limitation of going to heaven, the limitation of heavenly life, limitation of the enjoyment of heavenly pleasures, we need to understand, even if we do not know how heavenly life is, even it, though it is a non-verifiable matter for belief, still, Shastram itself glorifies heaven, talks about heaven. Shastram itself discusses that one can earn punyam to go to heaven, etc. So it's very important for one to grow out of even such extraordinary pleasures one can enjoy in heavenly life, so that one's focus will be totally on the attainment of knowledge, which itself is the absolute accomplishment in terms of freedom. But still, here it is, that by way of making Nachiketaha ask for the knowledge of the ritual, Upanishad is going to teach us, make us understand the limitation of the results of performance of rituals and the limitations of the heavenly enjoyment also. But here he is asking for this knowledge. Why should he ask for this knowledge? Nachiketaha is always interested in the welfare of all the fellow beings also. There are many people, many people who would be still interested in enjoying heavenly life, heavenly enjoyment of heavenly pleasures. If they have to get their desire fulfilled, they must be able to earn punyam. And if they have to earn punyam, they must be able to perform this ritual, for which they should know the know-how of all about this ritual. Therefore, he asked for this knowledge specifically for the sake of others who are still interested. It is like how when you go for shopping, you buy a toy for your child. You know the toy is not everything for the child, but you want to please the child. You want to help the child grow. Playing with the toy, the child should grow. That is how every parent, when they buy any toys for children, they don't expect the children to play with the toys forever. Parents do spend a lot of money in buying different toys, types of toys, to make the children happy. At the same time, they're very particular that the children would grow out of the joy of playing with those toys one day. Similarly here, Nachiketaha was very, very young, but he was very thoughtful of many others who would be interested in knowing this particular ritual, by performing which they can earn punyam to be able to go to heaven. For the sake of others, he would be encashing his next bone in terms of asking for knowledge of this ritual. And before asking for knowledge of the ritual, he first of all, he glorifies the heaven, the benefit a person can enjoy by performing the ritual. So he talks about the heaven in this 12th mantra. Nachiketa uvacha. Nachiketa uvacha. Now Nachiketa speaks. Nachiketa said, Swarge loke nabhayam kinchanasti. Swarge loke nabhayam kinchanasti. Natatratvam najaraya bibheti. Natatratvam najaraya bibheti. Ubhetir tvashanaya pipase. Ubhetir tvashanaya pipase. Shokatigo modate swargaloke. Shokatigo modate swargaloke. Swarge loke nabhayam kinchanasti. Natatratvam najaraya bibheti. Ubhetirtvashanaya pipase. Shokatigo modate swargaloke. Definitely, attainment of heaven, having to have the enjoyment of heavenly pleasures, is not something permanent, not an absolute accomplishment. Definitely, heavenly life also is time bound, but it is relatively a better, longer life of only pleasures without the exclusion of the experience of pains. Okay. So he says, Sorge loke kincha bhayam nasti. Kincha bhayam nasti. There is no fear at all. There's not even little of fear in the heaven. Sorge loke. In the world of heaven, there is no fear at all. Bhayam kincha nasti. There's no fear at all. What does it mean? See, the phenomenon called fear will be absolutely resolved only when the person becomes free from the fear of death. And one can become free from fear of death only when a person's perspective changes. When a person shifts his identity from the body, mind and complex to the abstract consciousness, Atma, for which one has to discover one's own self, discover the truth obtaining as one's own self. Therefore, absolute fearlessness is possible only in the wake of the knowledge. Knowledge of the self, knowledge of the truth is fearlessness. But here, in by way of praising the heaven, he says there is no fear at all means relatively there is no fear, not absolutely. Absolute fearlessness is not possible in heaven, but relatively one can be fearless in heaven. Why? Because the life, the span of life in heaven is much, 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 much longer than the span of life of a human being in this world. How long does a jiva having punyam reside in the heaven? It's a much, much, much longer duration of time. Therefore, the span of life being much, much, much longer, one does not need to think of the death. There's no such a thing called a death in heaven. And the punyam gets exhausted, the person has to leave the heaven. That's all. Therefore, there's relatively, there is no fear of death in heaven. Therefore, he says, Sorge loke kinchana bhayam nasti. There's no fear at all. Why? Because now Nachiketa tells Lord Yama, Tatra Tvam Na, O Lord Yama, you don't have to visit heaven quite often. Because now that is not your jurisdiction. Okay. He would be coming only to the world of mortals, world of beings. The heaven he doesn't need to go. So Tatra Tvam Na, where Lord Yama does not go to grab the lives of people in heaven. Therefore, there's no fear. Even though there's no fear of death in heaven, does not mean heavenly life is permanent. Still, one has to quit the heaven when punyam gets exhausted. That's why Pujya Swamiji always says, going to heaven is like going for a holiday. A break. Okay. Then, na jaraya bibheti. Again, there's no fear of getting old age. Why? Because all the problems associated with the physical body wouldn't be there in heaven. No death. There's no physical death. There's no new birth also there. Therefore, there won't be old age because the problems associated with the physical body will not be there. And even the physical problems being not there, the biological issues such as hunger and thirst, ubhe tirtva ashanaya pipase, even overcoming these natural biological needs in terms of hunger and thirst, upipasa, thirst, ashana, hunger, ashanaya, hunger, pipasa, thirst. Pipasa is also a desirative word. Patum icha pipasa. Okay, the desire to drink implies what? Thirst. So pipasa and ashanaya, hunger, would not be there. Therefore, ubhetitva, overcoming these two biological issue needs which cause discomfort, a person, shoka atigaha, as the one who is free from grief, swargaloke modate. So the person rejoices in the heavenly world, in the world of heaven. Shokatigaha, as the one who has gone beyond the grief, means what? As the one who is free from grief, swargaloke modate, a person rejoices in the heaven, which means definitely any inhabitant of heaven can have a much, much better standard of life in heaven, where the problems associated with the physical body wouldn't be there. Hunger and thirst also would not be troubling. There won't be any fear of death, fear of old age. Not only that, so he'll be free from grief. There'll be only enjoyment of pleasures, even though it is time-bound. The heavenly life is time-bound. The span of life in heaven is much longer. Therefore, it is more enjoyable place. So now he just presented the life in heaven. This is how heavenly life is. One thing he did not say, this is how heavenly life is, but he did not say that such heavenly life is also not permanent. That he did not include. Because I only wanted to say the positive side of the heaven. Just have glorification of heaven. Okay. Now we'll see the Bhashyam. So before that, Swarge loke kinchana bhayam na asti. Tatra tum na means, oh Lord Yama, you are not there. Means you are not able to be influential there. Kaschit jaraya na bibheti. One does not become afflicted by old age. Therefore, na bibheti. He does not become frightened of you. Ube ashanaya pipase tirtva. Having crossed, having overcome hunger and thirst, shokatigaha, as the one who is free from grief, swargaloke modate, and he have inhabitant of heaven, rejoices in the world of heaven. Okay. Now let us see the Bhashyam. Swarge loke. So in the world of heaven, rogadi nimittam bhayam kinchana. Bhayam, why should there be fear? He says, rogadi nimittam bhayam kinchana. Kinchit api nasti. Kinchana is equal to kinchit. Kinchit api nasti. There is no fear at all. There is not even little fear for which disease, etc., becomes instrumental. See, Shankaracharya's commentary is very thoughtfully written. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada never says disease causes the fear. He uses the term nimittam. No disease really causes the fear. Nothing causes the fear. Fear is a natural phenomenon which is always there in our subconscious, which becomes triggered, for which something becomes instrumental. The phenomenon called a fear to be triggered, something becomes instrumental. And here disease, etc. becomes rogadi nimittam. Disease, etc. becomes instrumental in triggering the fear called, the phenomenon called fear. Where in this human world, why he doesn't say the cause, because the fear is naturally there, caused by the fundamental problem of sense of mortality centered on I. I am a mortal is a strong notion. It is this notion which contributes for the fear, triggers the fear always. And this notion is because of the erroneous perception of the self. That is because of ignorance. Therefore, the root cause of the fear is ignorance, self-ignorance. Self-ignorance is the root cause of the fear, the only cause of the fear. If ignorance will be resolved, the perspective will change, the wrong notion will resolve, fear will disappear, fear will resolve for good. Shastram promises. That is why Pujya Swami always says, fear has no legitimacy. Grief has no legitimacy. It's all because of the ignorance only. Therefore, disease or old age, etc., do not become the direct cause of fear. They only become instrumental in triggering the fear which is already there in one subconscious. Is it clear? Very important lesson I'm telling you. Therefore, Shankaracharya writes, Swarge loke rogadi nimittam bhayam kinchana nasti, means there is not even little of fear at all, for which disease, etc., becomes instrumental. Okay, because why? No fear can be triggered in heaven because there's no disease. In heaven, a person will not have disease, old age. Why? Because there won't be physical body. The same physical body will not be there. Your body associated problems would not be there. Therefore, they cannot trigger the fear. Therefore, there won't be fear. Okay. So, ge loke roga dinimittam bhayam kinchana kinchidapi nasti. Next sentence. Nacha tatra tvam mrityo. Now, Shankaracharya writes, hey mrityo, na tatra tvam. You are not there. Cha, and also, there's no fear. Another reason is what? Hey mrityo, tvam sahasa na prabhavasi. Na tvam tatra sahasa prabhavasi. Hey mrityo, tvam tatra sahasa na prabhavasi. Suddenly death happens. We say, oh my God, this person, suddenly he passed away. But why? Lord Yama has done his job. So here, like that, sahasa na prabhavasi. You are not able to be influential in heaven suddenly. Which means what? You don't have job there. Prabhavasi. Ataha. Therefore, jaraya yuktaha iha lokavat tvattaha na bibheti. Therefore, what happens? Jaraya yuktaha iha lokavat. Iha loke lokavat means like in this world of mortals. Iha lokavat, like in this world of mortals, being endowed with, okay, being afflicted by old age, jaraya yuktaha, being affected by old age, पुत्रः न बिभेति कुतश्चित्, पुत्रः न बिभेति, वन डस नॉट बिकम फ्राइटेंड ऑफ यू, वन डस नॉट बिकम अफ्रेड ऑफ यू, डस नॉट बिकम फ्राइटेंड ऑफ यू, पुत्रः न बिभेति कुतश्चित्, नॉट ओनली यू, if you are not there means if there's no fear of death means then naturally kutaschit, therefore there is, one does not become frightened of anything else other than you also, kutaschit tatra, one does not become afraid of, frightened of you or of anything else, kutaschit tatra. Okay, next sentence. Kincha further. Ubhe ashanaya pipase tirtva. Ashanaya ashanayam tirtva. Pipasam tirtva. Ashanaya pipase tirtva. Tirtva, tarati. Tri is the dhatu. Tarati is the verb. Tarati crosses, tirtva, having crossed. So having crossed means having overcome this biological needs in terms of hunger and thirst. Ashanaya vipase tirtva. Tirtva means what? Shankaracharya writes, atikramya. Atikramate. Atikramate overcomes. Atikramya, having overcome the discomfort caused by hunger and thirst, so having become free from hunger and thirst, shokam ati, okay, atikramya, so person becomes free from hunger and thirst. One more thing he says, shokatigaha, shokam अतीत्य गच्छति, शोकम अतीत्य गच्छति इति शोकातिगः, दैट्स हाउ शंकराचार्य एक्सप्लेन, शोकातिगः शोकम अतिगच्छति, अतिगच्छति मीन्स गोज बियॉन्ड, बिकम्स फ्री फ्रॉम, ओवरकम्स, शोकम अतिगच्छति or shokam atitya gachyati iti shokatigaha, one who goes beyond grief means one who becomes free from grief. Okay, so in heaven not only the person overcomes hunger and thirst, he also becomes free from grief relatively. What does it mean? Shokadikha means it's not permanent, okay? The grief, nothing can trigger the grief for him there. Manasena dukkhena varjitaha. Manasena dukkhena varjitaha. Varjitaha. A person as the one who is devoid of mental agony. Manasam dukkham, emotional pain. Because kayikam dukkham means pain caused by the physical body. Pain is something, physical pain. Here manasam, manasena dukkhena varjitaha. Being free from emotional pain. Manasena dukkhena varjitaha. Being free from emotional pain. Or mental agony, varjitaha, becoming devoid of the emotional agony or mental pain, modate is equal to what? Hrishyati. Modate is equal to hrishyati. Hrishyati. Hrishyati rejoices. बोलते हृष्यति रिजॉयसेस, इज हैप्पी बिकम्स हैप्पी, स्वर्गलोके दिव्ये, दिव्यम मीन्स ब्राइट डिवाइन, ब्राइट डिवाइन वर्ल्ड ऑफ स्वर्ग द पर्सन रिजॉयसेस. So heavenly life definitely is enjoyable, pleasant, attractive. When you listen to the description of heaven on tiny verse itself, and many of you might have thought, why should we not try to go to heaven? But keep it in your mind, even such life will not be permanent. Okay, and even to go there, you can't go easily. You must have abundance of punyam. You must have a clean slate. Punyam means a person must have lived a life of values strictly. Apart from that, he must have, with the focused attention, worship, perform rituals, and lived a meditative life, and which is not an easy joke. One must earn a lot of punyam. Only with that punyam he can go to heaven to enjoy that life, and which is also only temporary, relatively much longer. But when compared to the life in this world, it's the longest span of life, but it is time bound. Anyway, the description of heaven is wonderful, isn't it? Now, therefore, to go to such heaven, to enjoy that heavenly life, we need punyam. And to earn that punyam, we have to invoke the grace of Viradeshwara and to worship Viradeshwara. And for which is a specific ritual must be performed with specific mantras, and everything must be arranged specifically for that specific ritual. Mm-hmm. And that even Virat must be invoked upon that fire kindled for performing the ritual. Therefore, he is asking for the knowledge of that ritual. Now, mantra number 13. Sattvamagnim Swargya Madheshi Mrityo. One has to be really very, very patient until we go to this interesting portion of the discussion on Branicha of Reality. Sattvamagnigam Swargya Madheshi Mrityo. Sattvamagnim Swargya Madheshi Mrityo. Prabruhitvam Shaddadhanaya Mahyam. Prabruhitvagum Shaddadhanaya Mahyam. Sattvamagnigam Swargyamadhyeshi Mrityo. Prabruhitvagum Shaddadhanaya Mahyam. Swargaloka Amrutatvam Bhajanta. Yetadvitiyena vrunevarena Sattvamagnigam Swargyamadhyeshi Mrityo. Prabrohitvagum Saddadhanaya Mahyam. Swargaloka Amrutatvam Bhajanta. Yetadvitiyena vrunevarena. Okay. First he says, you can see that Sattvamagnim Swargyamadhyeshi Mrityo. Mrityo, Mrityo Ukaranta Shabda. Even vocative case, hey Mrityo, O Lord Yama, O Lord of Death. Sahatvam Swargyam Agnim Adhyeshi. Hey Mrityo, Sahatvam Swargyam Agnim Adhyeshi. Adhyeshi means Janasi. Tvam Janasi. Oh, Lord Yama, you are the person. You know, Tvam Adyeshi. You know that specific ritual. You have the knowledge of the specific ritual. You know the ritual, which is to be performed specifically for the attainment of heaven. Swargyam agnim. Swargyaha agnihi. Mean what? Anything pertaining to swarga is called swargya. Swargaha is heaven. Swargya, anything pertaining to swarga is swargya. Swargyam agnim adhyeshi. You know that specific ritual to be performed to earn punyam, to be able to go to heaven. Swargyam agnim adhyeshi. You know that ritual pertaining to heaven. Tvam shaddadhanaya mahyam prabruhi. See, prabruhi. Please do say. Please, bruhi means say. Do say, imperative verb. Prabruhi. Prakrishena bruhi. Please do reveal. Tvam prabruhi. Please do reveal. Please do teach. Please do teach. Please do reveal. Please do say. Tvam. Please do reveal that to me. Please do teach that to me. Mahyam prabruhi. Shaddadhanaya. Please do teach me that. Teach that to me. Me who has Shaddha. Shaddadhanaha. Shaddadhanaya mahyam prabruhi. Very important. Somebody cannot go and ask, come on, teach me. I want to know. I'm very curious. No. If somebody wants to know for curiosity, it should not be taught. One must have faith in that. So, shaddadhanaha. I have faith in anything that Vedic Shastram teaches. I have faith in the Vedic teaching. Yes, if the ritual is performed properly, it would produce a benefit. It would enable a person to go to heaven. It would enable a person to enjoy the benefit of the heavenly life. No doubt. I have that. Even though Nachiketa was not really interested in the heaven, still, know that act of performing ritual would never go waste. So he has that faith. Shaddadhanaya mahyam tvam prabruhi. Tam prabruhi. Please do reveal that to me who has unflinching faith in the Vedashastram, entire Vedashastram. Okay. Swargalokaha amrutattvam bhajante. Please make a note. The word swargalokaha does not mean the world here. Swargaha lokaha yesham. Swargaha lokaha yesham. Swargalokaha. So inhabitants of heaven, the people of heaven are said to be swargalokaha. So people of heaven, inhabitant of heaven, the beings for whom heaven is the world, those people, amrtattvam bhajante, they enjoy immortality. Amrtattvam bhajante means not, they means what? They enjoy relative immortality. There's no way of enjoying absolute immortality. Understand? Absolute immortality is one's own nature. cannot attain. You have to claim it. You have to take ownership of it by discovering your real nature. So relative immortality, they attain relative immortality. They live very long in heaven, yep, without the fear of death. Svargalokaha amrutattvam bhajante. So dvitiyena varena aham yetad vrune. Yetad dvitiyena varena vrune. I choose this as the second boon. Dvitiyena varena. I chose this benefit of the knowledge of the specific ritual pertaining to heaven as the second boon. Okay. Dvitiyena varena aham yetadvrune. No, let's see the bhashyam very quickly. Evam guna visishtasya svargalokasya prapti sadhana bhutam agnim saha tvam mrityuh adhyeshi. Evam guna visishtasya svargalokasya prapti sadhana bhutam agnim saha tvam mrityuh adhyeshi. So adhyeshi is the verb you know. Smarasi. Adhyeshi is equal to smarasi. Janasi ityartaha. Smarasi, you remember. Janasi, you know. Tom mrityuhu adhyeshi. Tom mrityuhu smarasi. Tom mrityuhu janasi. You know this. You know. You know what? Agnim. Please make a note. The word agnihi here means the ritual. You know. Agnim tvam adhyeshi. Agnim tvam janasi. You know that specific ritual pertaining to heaven. How? Prapti sadhana bhutam. You know that specific ritual in the form of the means of attainment. Praptihi, attainment. Sadhanam, means. Bhutam, in the form of. You know that ritual in the form of the means of attainment of heaven. Svargalokasya, of heaven. Attainment of heaven. You know that ritual which is the means of attainment of heaven. Heaven, which is of this specific description. Guna, evam guna visishtasya, which is of the heaven, which is of this specific glories. Specific description as described above, as mentioned above in the verse, in the mantra. Evam guna visishtasya, in this manner, as described, as mentioned in the above mantra, the heaven which is of this specific glories, specific description. Evam guna visishtasya svargalokasya prapti sadhana bhutam agnim saha tvam mrityuh adhyeshi janasi smarasi. Is it clear? Okay. Hey mrityo, O Lord Yama, yataha. Yataha means therefore in this context. Tom prabruhi, you know that. You have the knowledge of the ritual. Therefore, tvam prabruhi. Prabruhi is equal to kathaya. May you say. May you reveal. May you tell. Okay. Mahyam. May you say to me, Shaddadanaya, me who has unflinching faith. Shaddadanaha is equal to Shaddhavan. So Shaddadanaya means Shaddhavate. Is it clear? Shaddhavate is the fourth case of Shaddhavan. Shaddadanaya means Shaddhavate. Mahyam. Okay. Swargarthine. Please do tell me who has Shraddha, who is interested in Swarga, Swargarthine. Tell me who am interested in Swarga. Swargarthi, Vidyarthi, Moksharthi means what? Arthi means one who is desirous. One who is aspiring, arthi. Artharthi, one who is aspiring for wealth. Moksharthi, one who is aspiring for moksha. One who is aspiring for knowledge, vidyarthi. Swargarthi, one who is interested in swarga. So swargarthi, nakarantha shabda. Swargarthine mahshaddhavate mahyam kathaya, mahyam prabruhi. Please do teach me who has shraddha, me who has shraddha, and who am interested in swarga. Swargarthine. So aham swargarthi, aham shraddhavan, aham shraddhadanaha. He mrityo, aham shraddhadanaha, aham shraddhavan, aham swargarthi. So swargarthine shraddhavate shraddhadanaya mahyam kathaya prabruhi. Okay. Next sentence. Ye nagnina chitena, ye nagnina chitena, swargalokaha. Okay. Yena agnina chitena. By performing which ritual? Okay. Yena agnina chitena. By the ritual which was performed. Yena agnina, by the fire ritual, chitena, which was performed, by the fire ritual which was performed, swargalokaha, swargalokaha means what? Swarge, sorry, swargaha, lokaha, tesham, or yesham. Heaven is the world for them. They are swargalokaha, means people of heaven. People for whom heaven is the world. We are all people for whom this is the world, isn't it? Bhulokaha, we are all bhulokaha. So swargalokaha means people of heaven, inhabitants of heaven. People for whom heaven is the world. Te swargalokaha. Okay. So people of heaven. Yajamanaha. Yajamanaha means worshippers. The worshippers, the performers of rituals. Yajamanaha literally means what? Worshippers, performers of rituals who invoke the grace of Ishvara through the performance of rituals. Okay. Yajamanaha. Amritattvam. So, by the ritual which was performed, these people of heaven, the worshippers, bhajante attain. Bhajante means prapnuvanti. Bhajante is equal to prapunavanti attain. They attain what? Amrutatvam, immortality, relative immortality. Amrutatvam is equal to amaranata. Amrutatvam is a noun. And the noun is what? Amaranata. Amaranata, amrutatvam means the same. Amrutatvam is a neutral gender word. Amaranata is a feminine gender word. That's all. Amaranata. Devatvam. The status of being the Deva. The heavenly inhabitant is called as a Deva. So, amrutatvam, relative immortality. Amaranatam. Same meaning. Devatvam, the status of being a heavenly inhabitant. A Deva. Okay. So the worshippers attain the status of being the Devas, the status of being the heavenly inhabitant. So they attain relative immortality. How? By this ritual which was performed. Okay. Therefore what? Tad yetad agni vijnanam dvitiyena varena vrini. Tad, that yetad agni vijnanam. Agni vijnanam means agnehe vijnanam. Agni vijnanam. Knowledge of this specific ritual. Agnehe vijnanam, agni vijnanam. Dvitiyena varena vrini. I choose this specific knowledge of ritual as the second boon. I choose this specific knowledge of the specific ritual. Agni Vijnanam. Etad Agni Vijnanam. Vrune, I choose. Dvitiyena Varena. As the second boon. I choose this knowledge of this specific ritual as the second bone. Okay. So, even though we understood in these two verses, two mantras, then the first mantra, Nachiketaha, glorified the heaven. The positive side of the heaven he explained beautifully, which is very attractive, very tempting. And to go to that heaven, to have that, enjoy that heavenly life, to be eligible to go there, to earn punyam, one has to perform the ritual. Therefore, he asked for the knowledge of that specific ritual pertaining to heaven. But still, we know very well already what we are all aspiring for ultimately is everlasting happiness, permanent absolute immortality, and which cannot be attained, which has to be claimed as one's own nature. He has to take ownership of, for which one has to know one's own self. So self-knowledge, knowledge of the truth is the only means of discovering, taking ownership of absolute immortality. But still, heavenly life is much more enjoyable life because where there's only experience of sukham, pleasure, there is no experience of pain. But so it's a time bound. Once punyam gets exhausted, one has to come back into this world. That fact one should not forget. Now, 14th mantra. So now, Lord Yama states, மிருத்யோஹோ பிரதிஜ்ஞேயம், மிருத்யோஹோ பிரதிஜ்ஞேயம், மிருத்யோஹோ பிரதிஜ்ஞாயம், மிருத்யோஹோ பிரதிஜ்ஞாயம். பிரதிஜ்ஞா லிட்ரலி மீன்ஸ் ப்ராமிஸ். பிரதிஜ்ஞா மீன்ஸ் ப்ராமிஸ். இயம் மிருத்யோஹோ பிரதிஜ்ஞா மீன்ஸ் திஸ் இஸ் லார்ட் யமாஸ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஃபேக்ட். ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஃபேக்ட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹீ டஸ் நாட் கோ பேக் இன் ஹிஸ் ப்ராமிஸ். ஓகே, ஆஸ் ஹி ப்ராமிஸ்ட் ஹி வுட் கிவ் ஹிம் த போன். Therefore, mrityoho iyam pratignya, pratignya iyam, this is Lord Yama's statement of fact. Prate bravimi tadume nibodha, prate bravimi tadume nibodha, swargyam agnim nachiketav prajanan. அனந்தலோகாப்திமதோ பிரதிஷ்டாம், அனந்தலோகாப்திமதோ பிரதிஷ்டாம், வித்தித்வமேதம் நிஹிதங்குஹாயாம், வித்தித்வமேதம் நிஹிதங்குஹாயாம், ப்ரதே ப்ரவீமி ததுமே நிபோத. அனந்தலோகாப்திமத்தோ பிரதிஷ்டாம். ஓகே, so the word agnihi has to be understood contextually. Agnihi literally means fire, and agnihi, the fire, has so many meanings, so many words, there are so many words meaning the one element called fire. But here the word fire also means the ritual where it is kindled first. The ritual also is called fire. Ritual also is called agnihi. Fire is called agnihi. Then the devata, whose grace is invoked through the performance of the ritual, and the devata who is invoked, I mean, whose symbol the fire is, the devata is also meant by the word fire, agnihi. So agnihi means fire, agnihi means ritual, agnihi means devata. And in this context, the devata invoked is Viradishwaraha. Viradishwaraha. Okay. So let us, with this understanding, let us enter into this mantra. Now Lord Yama says, Te prabravimi. The pra is a prefix, should go with the verb bravimi. Bravimi means vadami. Te prabravimi means what? I clearly tell you. I teach you. Te prabravimi is a promise, a statement is a promise. I teach you. Te prabravimi, I tell you. Tad te prabravimi, I teach you that. Me nibodha. May nibodha, that u should be taken as, in this context, doesn't give any meaning, nipata, but still, tad u may nibodha, may from me nibodha, may you learn, may you know from me I teach you that. What is that? Swargyam Agnim. Swargyam Agnim. I teach you that ritual pertaining to heaven. May you know that from me. Nachiketaha. Hey Nachiketa. Prajanan. Hey Nachiketa. Prajanan. Knowing that ritual. Prajanan. Knowing that ritual. So you can say, knowing the ritual, I teach you. And what is the ritual? He also praises the ritual. Anantalokaptim. Anantalokaptim swargyam agnim prajanan nachiketaha te prabravimi. Hey Nachiketa, knowing that ritual, which is a means of attainment of Surgaloka. Ananta Lokaha is another name for Surgaloka. Don't mistake the word Ananta for endless or limitless, etc. Simply, Ananta Lokaha is another name for Surgaloka. Ananta Loka Aptim. I teach you that ritual pertaining to Swarga, which serves as a means of attainment of heaven. I teach you. Not only that, the ritual wherein the Virat Ishwaraha is invoked. Pratishtham. Tvam etam pratishtham vidhi. Guhayam nihitam etam pratishtham vidhi. So pratishtha, pratishtha is a beautiful word. Pratishtha means substratum, support. Pratishtha. Water is the pratishtha for the entire ocean. So pratishtha means support, adhishtanam, adharaha, substratum, support. And here, Viradishwaraha. Viradishwaraha is the support of this entire universe, gross universe. Viradishwara is the name of the entire gross universe. And Viradishwara, the substratum of the entire gross universe, who is now the entire gross manifestation, is meditated upon in the cave of mind. Guhayam Nihitam. Nihita means that Viradishwara, who is there as an object of meditation in the cave of mind, Guhayam Nihitam, who is placed as an object of meditation in the cave of mind. So he says, Tvam Nibodha. Vidhi. What's with Nibodha? He says Vidhi. Vidhi means may you know. Also means may you meditate. The another word is also there. So may you know this specific ritual wherein Virudeshwara is invoked. And which is the means of attainment of heaven, ananta lokaptihi. And this ritual, having Virudeshwara as the devata, and Virudeshwara, who is there placed as an object of meditation in the cave of mind. Niha guhayam nihitam. Here, not atma here, we're talking about in any meditation, object of meditation must be where? Any meditation, object of meditation must be in the mind only, isn't it? So guhayam nihitam, object, the Ishvara, Virudeshwara, who is invoked in this ritual, who is placed in the cave of mind as an object of meditation. Okay. So what does he say? I will teach you that ritual, learn from me. Understand? So, a Bhagavan who is invoked to the ritual is there in the mind. You can't place your mind somewhere and mechanically do the ritual. When you are performing a specific ritual, your mind must be totally in the ritual. And the main devata invoked is Virudeshwara. Therefore, Virudeshwara is placed in the cave of mind as object of meditation. Understand? You can't separate the devata invoked and the ritual, okay, and the person, the mind. Therefore, he says, I will teach you that ritual. While performing, you will place your mind in Virat, who will be your object of meditation. Okay, because the fire, the ritual, the fire kindled to perform the ritual symbolizes, at least a symbol for Virudeshwara. Anyway, so he promises he would teach the ritual. Hey, Nachiketaha. In vocative case, Nachiketaha. O Nachiketas. Prajanan te swargyam agnim prabravimi. Knowing very well, without any doubt, I teach you that ritual pertaining to heaven. Tvam tad u me nibodha. Tvam me. From my teaching, may you know that. Tvam etat ananta lokaptim pratishtham. Ataha guhayam nihitam vidhi. So may you know this ritual from me. And the ritual which is the only means of attainment of heaven, and which has Virudeshwara as the devata, who is the support of the entire world, and who is located in one's own mind as object of meditation. Okay, now let's see the Bhashyam quickly. Pra, te, after pra, now taking the first two letters pra, leave the pra as a prefix. So te, tubhyam, te is equal to tubhyam, to you. The pra goes with the bravimi. So pra bravimi. Are you all following? Pra bravimi. So I teach you. I tell you. Yet that Tvaya Prarthitam. Yet Tvaya Prarthitam. That which has been requested by you. Yet that which Prarthitam has been requested Twaya by you. That which has been requested by you, I teach you that. How? Tad, that. Tadu, me. Me is equal to mama. Are you following? Me is equal to mama. Vachasaha nibodha. Me nibodha means what? May you know from me means what? Mama vachasaha nibodha. May you know from my words. Okay. Mama vachasaha. Me is equal to mama vachasaha. From me, nibodha. Nibodha is equal to buddhyasva. Nibodha. What's an equal, another verb? Buddhyasva. May you know, may you understand from my words. So, I teach you that which has been requested by you. May you learn, know from my words. Nibodha buddhyasva. Is it clear? You must know where to put, there's no full stop in anything. Comma, nothing. You have to make it very clear. Nibodha is equal to buddhyasva. See, buddhyate is atmanepadam. That's not buddhyasva. But how should you understand? Yekagramanaha. Buddhyasva. Yekagramanaha. May you understand, know from my words as the one with focused attention. Single-pointed minded. Yekagramanaha. Sun. Ekagra manaha sun. Remaining as the one with the focused attention. Ekagra manaha sun. Remaining or being a focused minded person. May you learn from my words. Next word. Swargyam. Swargyam is commented upon by Shankaracharya. Swargyam means what? Swargaya hitam. Swargyam is equal to swargaya hitam. That which is good for heaven. That which is favorable for heaven. Swargaya hitam swargyam. So swargyam literally means pertaining to heaven. So, swargaya hitam, that which is appropriate, that which is proper, that which is good, that which is favorable for the attainment of heaven. Okay. Swargaya hitam. Next. One more meaning he gives. Swargasadhanam. Swargasadhanam. Swargaya sadhanam. Swargasadhanam. Means of attainment of heaven. Swarga prapti sadhanam, swarga sadhanam, madhyama padalopi samasam. Okay. Swarga prapti sadhanam, swarga sadhanam. Swargyam is equal to swargayahitam, swarga sadhanam. What is swarga sadhanam? Sadhanam means the means of attainment of heaven. What is the means of attainment of heaven? Agnim, the ritual. So, may you know from my words that ritual which serves as a means of attainment of heaven. He Nachiketaha, O Nachiketas, Prajanan. Prajana, who, Prajana means knowing. Who is knowing already? Lord Yama. Prajanan, knowing that ritual. Knowing means what? I already know. I have known. I have the knowledge of that ritual. So therefore he says, Vijnatavan, Prajanan aham, Vijnatavan aham. I have the knowledge of the ritual. So vijnatavan aham, I as a knower of the ritual, vijnatavan aham san ityartha, being the knower of the ritual, as the knower of the ritual, I teach you. Okay. Prabravimi means what? I teach you. So tan nibodhati means he teaches, Lord Yama teaches. Cha sishya buddhi samadhanartham vachanam. Tannibodha iti. Please make, if you're following, this is a small correction. Tannibodha iti. May you know that iti. Sishya buddhi samadhanartham vachanam. Sishya buddhi, he means mind of the student. Samadhanartham. For emphasizing the focus of the disciple's mind. For emphasizing the focus of the disciple's mind. Sishya buddhis samadhanartham vachanam. See, nibodha, come on, listen to me. Means what? I have to grab your attention, isn't it? So, sishya buddhi samadhanartham vachanam. Hey, come on, Nachiketa, listen. Nibodha, know from me. Means, he is emphasizing the focus of the mind of the disciple, Nachiketa. Okay. Adhuna agnim stauti. Now, Lord Yama also glorifies the fire, the ritual. Adhuna agnim stauti. The third nakshi, anantalokaptim, that sentence, no? Adhuna, now, agnim stauti, stauti, second conjugation verb, stauti, praises, glorifies, stauti, stutim karoti, stauti means stutim karoti, stauti, stutim karoti, okay. Agnim stauti, he glorifies, he praises the ritual. Anantalokaptim, the objective case, anantalokaptim, anantalokaha, anantalokaptim. Anantalokabdim means what? Swargaloka palaprapti sadhanam. Anantalokabdi sadhanam. Anantalokabdim is equal to swargaloka palaprapti sadhanam. He praises. How does Yama praise the ritual? The ritual is the sadhanam, the means of the attainment prapti, attainment of the benefit in terms of swargaloka. Swargaloka phala prapti sadhanam. Swargalokasya phalasya praptehe sadhanam. Swargalokasya phalasya praptehe sadhanam. Swargaloka phala prapti sadhanam. This particular ritual is the means of attainment of the benefit in terms of swargaloka. Ityetat. Okay. Ityetat means what? Thus It is ataha api ataha then api also pratishtham pratishtham pratishtha is equal to ashrayah pratishtha is equal to ashrayah ashrayah means what support adhishthanam ashrayah okay ashraya of what this ritual is the support the ritual support means what the ritual in which the ritual is performed invoking the grace of Virateshwara and that Virat is the support of the entire gross universe jagataha ashrayaha jagataha pratishtha support of the entire gross manifestation substrate of the entire gross manifestation is the Virateshwara and that Virat is invoked to the performance of this ritual therefore this ritual itself is said to be what the support of the entire universe how virat rupena in the form of virat this ritual this agni in the form of virat is the support of the entire universe it is the means of attainment of heaven tam etam agnim tam etam agnim that this ritual tam etam means same meaning that ritual maya uchyamanam vidhi that ritual which is being taught by me may you know that which is being taught by me maya uchyamanam vidhi may you know that ritual which is being taught by me Vidhi is equal to Janihi. Nibodha, Vidhi, Janihi. Mean the same. May you know. Vidhi is equal to Janihi. Tametam agnim maya uchyamanam Vidhi, Janihi. Tvam, you. Nihitam. Nihitam means what? Sthitam, remaining. Nihitam means placed, located. Sthitam, remaining. So, may you know that ritual which is being taught by me, which is in the cave of, which is in the cave, which remains in the cave. Guhayam sthitam. That ritual remains in the cave of whom? In the cave of the mind, Buddhau, in the cave of the mind of Vidusham. Vidusham means the cave of the mind of meditators. See, in this context, Vidusham means meditators. So that ritual is in the cave placed or in the cave of the mind of meditators in the form of Virat. The ritual itself is not in the mind. The ritual is in the cave of the mind of meditators in the form of Virat. Buddho nivishtam. Buddha, it has entered into the mind of meditators. When the people perform rituals, they should not be distracted. Ritual performance, when people perform rituals also, they must be very, very focused. That is why, even when you do the pujas in the temples, and we do pujas at home also, we should be very, very quiet. There's a big problem. When the ritual is being performed, we must be very, very focused. When we enter the temple, it must be very focused, which means mind must be distraction-free mind. Whenever you are doing anything, the total attention must be in what you are doing. You are cooking, even in eating. That's why in Indian culture, when we are eating, eating is yajna. Eating is a puja. Eating is yaga. One person must stand there to serve food. I'm not saying others are wrong or anything. I'm just telling you, the Vedic tradition, when you are sitting for eating, one person must serve. Okay? And others must be eating. So when you're eating, no talking. Why? The whole focus must be in relishing the taste of everything that is being served. It is a yaga. Your stomach is a yaga kunda. And the digestive fire is the agnihi. The food is the oblation. And you are the priest offered. Okay? And you must not talk. You must be, it's a yajna. So when you are doing anything, the whole focus must be in what you are doing. That's very important. I mean, when you're performing a puja, the whole focus must be in what you're, the mantra, the chanting you are doing, and the work you are offering, the flowers, etc. So when the person is performing such a big ritual, the whole focus must be there. And through the performance of this particular ritual, one invokes the grace of Bhagavan, Him of Virat. Therefore, Bhagavan in the ritual, in the form of Bhagavan who is invoked through the ritual, remains in the mind of the meditator. The performer of the ritual, Yajamana. He is a performer of a ritual, is meditator also. Why? His whole focus is there, the ritual. And the fire which is kindled symbolizes Virat Ishvara. Therefore, ritual has entered into the mind of the meditator, the Paramatma ritual, in the form of Virat, as a symbol of the Virat, the only support of the whole gross universe. Is it clear? Clear or not? Don't worry. I have to say a few more things about it next class. I don't want to say too much and it will go above your head. So, Vidusham, Tvam Nihitam Sthitam Kutra Guhayam. Vidusham Buddhau. Guhayam means, in the cave means, Vidusham Buddhau. In the mind of meditators. Nivishtam has entered. The ritual has entered into the mind of the performer who is simultaneously a meditator. Why? Because he is very focused. Ekagramanaha. Is it clear? So I know that, knowing that ritual, I'm happy to teach you. Now, next mantra, I won't say now. Don't expect to learn this ritual from Lord Yama in this Upanishad. We are all not taught how to perform this ritual. Thank God. Okay? We are not taught how to perform. So there's no elaborate discussion on how the ritual must be performed. That elaboration is not given. But briefly, Upanishad would state that Lord Yama had taught everything elaborately. Nachiketas understood everything very quickly. Is it clear? That's all. We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.